This is Mishmash, a weekly conversation where we unjumble an important and sometimes under the radar statewide issue that affects you. Shayna, a lot of casualties with these line item vetoes that the governor handed down recently.
Yes, a lot being almost 150 line item vetoes, including our state's sort of ad campaign, Pure Michigan. And here to talk to us about this one in particular and kind of unpack this a little bit is Gong Wars' Alethea Kasman. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, happy to be here.
So talk to us first about what happened with Pure Michigan.
So the governor completely line item vetoed the ad campaign in her veto spree. So she had recommended in her budget less funding, but then ended up cutting all of it. She said she loves Pure Michigan, so it seems like, you know, this is one of the vetoes that is designed to maybe get Republicans back to the negotiating table.
Does this mean that Pure Michigan is gone? Are we just done with Pure Michigan now?
So not yet. Pure Michigan will be around at least for a couple months longer. They have ads that are out already, programs going on now. But if the funding is not restored, you know, in the start of 2020, it could, they might not be doing any summer ads.
So Tim Allen's still working for now.
Maybe. We'll see.
I think when we think of it, we think of those commercials again with Tim Allen and, you know, the nice scenes of Michigan, the aerial footage, that sort of thing. But that program is much bigger than just those commercials, right?
Yeah, they're doing some other stuff right now. They have a campaign with Shorts Brewing Company up in Bel Air, where Shorts has this IPA that I believe that they had made before, but right now it has the Pure Michigan tagline. It's an autumn IPA, and it's completely sourced from all Michigan ingredients, the Michigan hops, you know, some other stuff from the UP. So they're, you know, involved with on the, you know, business side as well.
And what does this mean for the tourism industry as a whole in Michigan? Would that be a big hit if this went away?
You know, I think people in the industry would tell you that it would be. You know, Pure Michigan is touted by the tourism industry. They think it's really helped bring people here. And I think, you know, they would say it would be a big hit.
What is the appetite in, you cover mainly the House, what is the appetite among, like, let's say, Speaker of the House Lee Chatfield to try and work with the governor to get this particular program and others back from her line item veto?
So right now, Speaker Chatfield and Majority Leader Shirky over in the Senate are very much, you know, the budget is done. We sent her a responsible budget and she made her decisions. I think, you know, in another month or two, we might see more pressure on the Republicans to get back with the governor and pass some sort of supplemental. So things like Pure Michigan, you know, that's 2 months out, and then we'll see an effect. Things like the private university tuition grant, they get their payments in November. So they have another month before students will really start to feel the pain. So I think that is when we'll start to see pressure on Republican lawmakers to, you know, stop just blaming the governor. It's time to get this funding back.
Alethea Kasman, deputy editor over at the Gong Wars News Service. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.